Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
On air, and I am supposed to have two guests, Annabella Miller and Brenda Brand, who are usually on a Wednesday, and I think they just forgot. So you've got me, and I'm so happy because on Mondays we have Susan is now with me again, and so I don't get to chat with all of you on my own. So I am really happy that I have this Friday, so please excuse me. If my two guests do show up, I will put them on. But I have so much to tell you that I'm really glad I have this time. I just talked to Moon Goddess. I want to thank you if you're listening. You are fabulous, and I can't wait to put you on the air. She is a chatter, and she calls in, and she's also very, very, very gifted. She does numerology with names and all kinds of stuff, so I can't wait to present her to all of you. You might all know who she is in chat, but her name is Moon Goddess. Also, TGIF, so it's the weekend coming up, and I just want to tell you what I do, because I kind of went away from that because it took so much time. But I am a clairvoyant medium. I'm a intuitive. I'm a counselor. I'm looking at all my initials. I am an RN. I'm an intuitive life coach. But my real love is the radio, and I love bringing you all the messages and any metaphysical teaching that I can do. And I just love metaphysics, period. I could talk it, eat it, breathe it. And anything you want to ask me, I can talk about, which is what I want to lead to with my shows. I am a talk show. I'm a interactive, audience interactive, metaphysical talk show. So if you want to get in on here and talk about any subject you want, just call in and we're going to chat. Kind of like anything you bring, we could chat about, or I can answer, or we can talk about. I love that, because where else can you do that except NPR? And then they talk about like daily stuff. So if you want to talk about anything metaphysical, or just tell me like where you are and what you're doing, that's what this show is about. So I love that, because I don't think that many people have that format. And I love that metaphysical formats don't need to be, you know, boxed into anything. Just call me up and chat. So I do this for a living. I do interactive counseling. I do interactive readings. And one of my readings always is with life coaching anyway. And you can get a hold of me at my webpage. It's BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. There's a contact page. You can go to my bio page and actually see what I do, except I haven't updated it. I do write a column for the magazine, PsychicInsightMagazine.com. It is a free magazine online. If you download it, it has fabulous articles and wonderful people. And I'm the columnist, Ask Bonnie. So if you want to be on the paper and you want to see your question in print, please go to the contact form on the magazine and write them that you'd like me to answer your questions. They will forward it to me, and then it'll be published in, it's a quarterly magazine, and it is really cool. Keep seeing it going to glossy, guys. So please get in on the bottom floor and take a look at it. Look at all the people. If you are a writer and you have something to say, get a hold of Jerry Humphries. He's the CEO and chief officer. And let him put your article in there. So it's a really cool, like I said, venue for all metaphysical and holistic articles. And I just love being Ask Bonnie, because I grew up reading Dear Abby. So I just think it's a fabulous way to express, to be creative, and it is done in such great taste and has such wonderful people that send in articles. I would ask you to download it, and you can get the other, I think, back issues. There's some kind of page that you can go and ask for the back issues. And now I would like to also tell you, next is going to be really crazy, and I have a guest. OMG, coming in on Tuesday. His name, if you want to look him up, is William Stillman. He is a psychic medium. He got a hold of me. This is the craziest thing. He got a hold of me and asked if he could be a guest on my show. Well, so of course, you know, I love when spirit leads me to things. And so I told him I needed to speak with him. I'm going to tell you, he blew me away. He writes books. Now, this is what he used to do. He doesn't want to come on talking about it because he says he's been there and done that. But he wrote books on autism and spirit and how he can telecommunicate to the autistic children, and that they can telecommunicate to each other. And he tells you about autism and how he feels it's related to spirit. So it's a crazy, crazy great subject. I love the subject because I'm a nurse, but he's moved on. He also does house clearings and I'm talking of the most dangerous kind. He has all his opinions on that, and he reminds me of an exorcist with that one. And he will bring through, I mean, what he told me, he didn't know me from Adam. And the things he brought through to me were wonderful. He is a gentle soul. He's an old soul. Actually, I think he probably hasn't, if you look at him, I feel that he might not originally be from here. So he is super cool. I can't wait to present him to you all. He will be here Tuesday at 1 o'clock. I had to clear the schedule. I did have Andrew D scheduled, and we'll have to put him on at a different date during the week because his schedule would only allow him to be on Tuesday. So please join us and get in early because he will take audience people. He is not going to want you to ask him questions. He's going to find your crossed over people or relatives, friends, whoever comes through for you. I can't wait to have him on the show. So I got to read something from chat because I'm seeing Dear Abby. Who put that? Dear Abby, I haven't heard that name in years. Okay. DP, I love you. I haven't either. I haven't read that Dear Abby since I was a kid. So, you know, when I look at Dear Abby, I'm thinking, me? Dear Abby? Well, kind of. But, you know, she had like flip black hair. I have long blonde straight hair. So no comparison there, girlfriend. But I love that I have the same kind of articles, LOL. So I haven't heard her name either. I did want to tell you that I do pull cards for the show. And I haven't been able to do that for a long time. And I'll continue to tell you what's going to go on next week. And then I'm going to pull and read you the cards I pulled for someone that's listening or someone that's online. So I am going to tell you that Monday we will not have a show. Unfortunately, my internet and all the television channels have to be changed on Monday. So I'm going from Bright House, which has been terrible, to, which I don't mind saying, and I'm not going to bash them, but it's not been a good system for me, to, I don't know what it is, but it's like a satellite dish, and then they have to come in here and change all the internet. So Monday, I will be incognito, and I will be here, but I will not be able to be online. Tuesday is William Stillman. You can look him up. He has written about 15 books. Amazing, amazing man, and I'm so honored and happy to have him on my show on Tuesday. Wednesday, of course, is going to be Astro Day, and I am really excited about Wednesday. I think Thursday is Candy Huff, if it is October 2nd. I just have to look because I don't have my calendar in front of me because I really was prepared to have guests on today. But anyway, I'll let you know who comes Thursday. I have a chock full of people for the next 3 weeks, ones that you are going to want to hear, ones that you are going to want to listen to, and I'm telling you they're going to blow your doors off. So now I'm going to go to the card I pulled. The first thing Spirit said to me, and I want to tell all of you, you know, Spirit talks right to me, was pull Archangel Michael card from the deck. I don't usually pull these cards, but now I understand why. So I pulled Archangel Michael, was the first card I pulled, and I love this card. It's keep your eyes on your targeted intention. This is really funny, and everybody knows I've kind of been struggling with what to do with the show and, you know, to either change times or what I should do. And, you know, because I had thought that I was going to be on a major channel by now. But this, for me, is fabulous, and I hope you all enjoy this. So this card says, keep your eyes on your targeted intention. Someone out there needs this in chat or on the line. As well as I could take it, which is most of the time, you know, I always think I pull these cards for everybody. It's a beautiful angel with a gorgeous purple and cream and a little bit red wings, and it has a bow and arrow in its hand. So Archangel Michael has been guiding you along the path of your life's purpose. Can you feel the rush of excitement whenever you think about your desired occupation and activities? This is a signal that you're on the right path. And this card reminds you to keep a steady eye on your goals. Continually visualize that they are already here that you already have the career or volunteer work of your dreams. See yourself helping other people or issues that are dear to your heart. Imagine that you have complete financial security. Yay! All of us need that. While you devote yourself to this important work. Any desire you have is visible as long as you stay focused upon it. So this card says, my prayer. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for helping me focus on my inner vision and intention. I ask for your guidance in releasing any fears or doubts, granting me the confidence and courage to take action towards realizing my dreams. I love this card for everyone, and I am going to take this card. But first of all, a lot of us get discouraged. We don't see things coming as quickly as we want, whether it's love, whether it's work, whether it's family, whether it's life's purpose. And a lot of people I know start to wane and waver and think, what am I doing? And really are thinking about, you know, especially in spirituality right now, letting go. And maybe they're not, you know, this is not panning out for them. Well, this card tells you, you are on your right path. Keep your eye and your intentions focused because it will come. The next card that, you know, I pull for three different decks. So it's really crazy because they all complement each other and it's amazing. The next one is my flower therapy, which you all know I resonate with the flowers. This one I pulled is Be Positive. It's the bromelain, beautiful light pink. I mean, how crazy. Keep your eyes on your targeted intention. That's Archangel Michael. And Be Positive by flower therapy. Think about it. Two different decks, two different ball of waxes, but yet has the same message. Your thoughts can shape your, so be sure to focus on the positive. Keep your eye on the prize, everyone. The next one I pull, and I'm going to read further on the flower therapy because I want to get to the caller. But the soul's journey, life lessons, you know, you hear me say that I don't love this deck's words, but I love the messages. Well, today I actually pulled, and again, it goes along with the other two cards, a card that I love the word and love the message. I pulled the card peace. I am a being of love, and I release all negative energy. I mean, be positive and then peace. So I love all these cards. They are for someone that can take them, either listening in chat or on the line, and let me know if you do resonate with the cards when I pick you up. But I can tell you that these are great messages, especially for the end of the week. They're all positive. And it has to do with all the energy changes that are happening now, right? With Mercury still retrograde until the 9th, and the big super moon that, I mean, just really, I've been up for, yesterday was the first day I actually got sleep. So I can tell you that it has affected everyone, and I can tell you that a lot of people have been affected, and shifts are coming, changing, and going quicker than people can really experience, because they don't know what's happening. So for me, I know all the shifts I feel is in a positive direction for everyone, and so I love these cards. So I am going to pick up the first caller at 631, but just to let everybody know, hey, hang out, be happy. That's what these cards are about. Keep your eye on what you want to do. Keep your eye on your targeted intention. If you want something that in life, if let's say you want to be I'm going to just throw this out, you want to be a medium, but you've started and, you know, you just don't know how and you're not getting the business, just look at what the outcome would be if you were a medium that gave messages all the time, had a lucrative business. Just keep your eye on that. Crystal healing, anything. And even if it's not happening now, work towards it. Just know that you are being led by your spirit guides, your angels. Things are changing. Don't give up. Start to find out what ways you can make it work. If you need to tweak something or you need to change something, just slightly that will give you the edge of what you need. I love this. So again, these messages are great. I am going to pick 631. 631, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie, how you doing? This is Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Where are you from?
New York.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you called. You know, my daughter's in New York. But
whereabouts?
She's in Brooklyn. Where are
okay.
you?
I'm on Long Island.
Oh, you know what? Did you ever hear, but Brooklyn is Long Island, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually is, yes. Brooklyn and Queens are both part of Long Island.
Okay.
Though they don't like to admit it.
Well, you know what? My daughter is in Park Slope. She made it out of Crown Heights. Let me tell you,
yep.
That was about it. Do you know where Crown Heights is?
Yeah, I've only been through there once.
Well, don't go. I can
yeah,
tell
no,
you.
Yeah, no, I know.
We were from Florida. And she could, it was a big mess. And she had spent a year there. And I can tell you, I bit my nails every day. I wanted to buy her, you know, I want to buy her everything to protect her. But she's out of there and she's actually in a great neighborhood. But what I wanted to tell you, New York, you just had the Pope visit you yesterday.
Yes. Yep.
And
I
they
think
closed
he was
all
here
of
this afternoon, too. And then he left.
Well, you can't get up because I know. And the reason I'm thinking about it. And it's not a religious thing, but you couldn't even get into New York yesterday. They wouldn't even let you on the subway going to New York.
No, you could. Actually, I was in the city yesterday. I was downtown.
What?
I mean, I was there like around. I went in around 11, and I left there probably about 1:30-ish. And no, you could still get around. You were fine. And now I don't know about Midtown, but I went downtown.
That's where
I was down
where
by Wall Street.
Downtown?
It was fine.
Okay, we're down by Wall Street. No, I was just wondering, because Wall Street is near Midtown, isn't it?
No, Wall Street's all the way at the end down by the South Street Seaport. It's right basically, Wall Street is kind of where the East River and the Hudson River meet.
Okay,
so
I was down there. Yeah, is that down by, now you're going to have to, and I know you don't want to keep talking to me about this, but I love New York. When I went there last, I did some sightseeing, but I took the train where you could get on the ferry to go see, you know, I didn't get off the ferry, but just to go on that ferry, and then I walked all the way up, and I think I walked through Wall Street.
Which ferry?
The Staten Island ferry.
Yeah, I mean,
and then
you can. You're talking, if you went by like the Statue of Liberty, you're talking about like the Circle Line and stuff like that. I mean, that's the South Street Seaport. Yeah, that's like Wall Street. That's, you know, it's right like a couple blocks away. Yep.
Yeah, and then I went and then I went to see if I needed to cross over anyone at the, you know, World Trade Center, which was really sombering for me because I didn't feel any spirit, thank goodness. All spirits were taken. And the only thing that I felt, and I felt peace, because usually I'm sure many mediums have gone there, but the peace was so wonderful. The only thing I felt was when I walked towards the fire company, and that really, really started to get me jittery and stuff. But I loved it. And then I think isn't that Wall Street all the way up through there?
Probably Broadway, as you're talking. Yeah. There's Broadway that goes up. It goes past, like, the what's the Episcopal Church where they brought a lot of people. I can't remember the name of it. And you have Trinity Street Church right there. So that's all on Broadway. And then Wall Street's, like, off of that.
Yeah. And you know what's really cool? And then I'll ask you your question because I love New York. But they named something NoHo. Like, I know SoHo. And then I go, NoHo? What the heck?
Yeah, that's relatively
NoHo?
New. Yeah, that's probably... Yeah. 15 years old, maybe 20 years old,
have you been
north
in
of Houston Soho is south of Houston and NoHo is north of Houston.
I love it. Okay, well, I won't waste your, I know I love, there's a restaurant I absolutely love in NoHo called Brasilia. It was Brazilian only because I love coffee, and then they brought me the biggest, freshest salad I ever had, and I thought, oh, I love this place. So I looked at the sign and it said NoHo. Okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, at least I'm not, you know, like ho-ho. I mean, you know. So.
Yeah, right.
Well, can can I do for you since I've wasted a whole lot of your geographical time this morning?
It's actually funny because the cards that you picked kind of do resonate. Because I'm actually looking to, I want to move out of New York. I want to go down south to like North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an interview on Monday that went, I thought went spectacular. And I didn't get the job. And the recruiters, like, they thought you were great. They just wanted a little bit more experience, which was kind of crap because I had the experience they were looking for. But I still just want to get out of New York. But unfortunately, because I need a job, I went for an interview yesterday. That's why I was in the city for a company. But I just want to see, like, I want to know, am I getting out of here soon, out of New York? I want to get down to Charlotte.
Okay, so what I hear, you and everybody else, but so what I hear is, because I hear North Carolina is like the place everybody wants to go. And I'm so sad because I would want to be in New York. But here's what I'm hearing about. Let's take a couple different, I'm going to cut this up into like three pieces. First of all, the job that you applied to, you were very qualified for and would have been a great job for you. But you did not get the job because you weren't qualified. They had all, I think either they had someone in-house or someone in mind, okay, before you even interviewed. So you were kind of doomed before it, but had nothing to do with you. So if they wouldn't have had this person in mind, or what I'm hearing, it was a friend of somebody there or somebody there that, you know, that they really wanted, and then all of a sudden it came. It had nothing to do with you or your qualification, but that's what they told the recruiter. That's kind of good because, you know, I hate to say it, who you know, and what, it's not what you know, but it's who you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like they gave the job to somebody who was there, meaning somebody who maybe didn't have to move.
Right.
Okay. And that, were they going to offer you a moving package by any chance?
No, actually, because as far as they know, because you can't get interviews unless you say you're from there. So I use an address down there, and I just tell them what they want to hear.
Okay, well, it's somebody there already. And I know that you're not, so all I can say to you is it's somebody local, and even if they thought you were local, it's somebody local, really, that is local. So that's what I feel, and that's kind of what they're telling me. I am going to use my the job that you went into the town for, you really don't want, but you'll take, correct?
Yeah, I need a job until I get out of here, and I really think I'm going to get the job from yesterday because they really liked me, and
yeah,
I had everything
they
were looking for.
And I feel like there was somebody there that really you clicked with, or they clicked with you. Was there somebody you met there, or you started talking to that just started chewing the fat with you?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of clicked with the CEO of the company.
Yeah. And he's going to take you. And I'm hearing this, and you're going to hate this, but I'm hearing don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Right.
Okay. So each step in our life, and you're going to say, oh, I didn't call to hear that, and I'm going to answer your next question in the next part of this. But every step with where and who you meet and what you do will get you to your final destination. Remember that movie, Final Destination? It didn't end well, but it will get you where you need to get. And, you know, what I hear is it might be that you're running away, that where you go, there you are. You're running away from yourself. I know that there are issues in your personal life that you're not bringing up here. And that's okay. But what I'm feeling about spirit with you is that to take you out now to a different area would be that karmically you need to be there for a while. So you're not going to love my answer as to are you going to get to Charlotte, North Carolina? It is, you have free will, but that's not where you need to be right now. So I feel that spirit, and I'm going to ask my pendulum, I feel spirit kept you in New York because you need to either clean up some issues that you want to walk away from, or, you know, we can't always dismiss people from our lives. We can cut them out. We can never see them again. But then karmically, you're coming back next lifetime to, you know, to make it right. So here's what I'm going to suggest. If you want to move forward in your life, then when you go to want to go and move out of the to a different area, it's got to be that your relationships, even if they can't be fixed and even if they can't be right and you have to walk away, it's got to be that you don't run away. You're actually walking away. And that's what they're showing me. They're showing me you running. They're running away. And I don't blame you. A lot of people do the same thing. So I'm going to ask my pendulum before we get off the phone. Okay. Is Don, and is Don your correct name?
Well, Donald, but I go by Don.
Okay. So is Don going to move to North Carolina in the next year? I love my pendulum, Don. No. So I know you don't like hearing that, but the good news is I love that you're going to be in New York. And I think this job, when you're offered it, take it.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely taking it, yeah.
Okay. So you're not going to be – the good news is you're not going to be out of work. The other good news is, hey, you already know New York. And the third news is you're going to learn how to actually live with, learn with, and – extract relationships from your life the right way. Okay? So I am hoping that you call me back and let me know if you got that job. I already know you did, but I would still like, you know, I always like the accolades.
I mean, you're right about the relationship, and kind of I'm thinking if I go to North Carolina, she'll come with me and it'll get better because we're out of all the static that's here because this is where we grew up.
You have to learn. There's an old saying, and they keep showing it to me, and I know you're going to say, well, what does that mean? And I don't blame you. This is they keep saying, where you go, there you are. So if you don't clear up, if you don't learn to clear up messes, And I don't mean that relationships are messes or friends are messages, relatives are messes or kids or in-laws or friends are messes. But what I'm saying is wherever you go, if this is what you need to clear up karmically in your life, other things will happen. Maybe the same way, but in a different way, and then you're stuck. So what spirit says to you, Don, is this. That if you think you're going to make a relationship work because you move away from problems, problems will follow you in a different way. So if I were you, I would, and I'm a counselor, I would embrace staying where you are, cut and weed in love and light everything out that is extracting, interrupting your relationship, because I'm going to tell you, a strong relationship will survive anything, including all kinds of, you know, extraneous activities. One that isn't strong, that you think is, and you run away, it ends up ending anyway.
Right.
So heed my warning here. Love where you are. Work with what you have. Make sure in life that you treat everybody fairly. And if people are interfering, then there's a reason. And if people are listening, there's the problem. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I love you, Don, and I am sending you love and light. And please
let me
know how everything works out. You're very welcome.
Yeah, I'm hoping to hear something today, by the end of today or maybe Monday, about the job I went for yesterday. So,
you know, it's the weekend, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you that a lot of people aren't going to start anything late Friday already. So I would say first thing Monday or Tuesday you will hear.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Let me know.
You got it. Have a great weekend.
Hey, I'm going to be in New York the end of October. So
by
then you'll be a working man.
Yeah. I'll be in Manhattan. So
I'll be down on Wall Street. Okay. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. I just love that. I am so happy. I love when I get callers like that. It really makes me happy that I, you know, again, that I can bring these cards right to you. So I'm going to pick out 856. 856, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie, it's Laura. How you doing?
Ah, hi, girl. I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah, I've been trying to pull back a little bit on all the calls.
Well, honey, how have you been? What are you up to? What are you doing now?
Well, okay, so I'm still looking for work, but things are looking up because I'm getting calls, and mm-hmm. I got a call from a recruiter for a job in California.
Woo!
I love the company. Yeah, I love the company, but not the location so much, so I'm not sure that I want to do that anymore because for years I've always wanted to work for this company, and now I'm rethinking it because I'm at a different place in my life right now. And then I have a job interview for a one-year contract on Monday, and another recruiter submitted me for a permanent full-time job closer, it's in New Jersey, and it would be closer to where I want to purchase a home. So I'm hoping you can give me some kind of answers around one of those three jobs, or if there's something else you see.
Okay. Well, the first thing, it's kind of just like the first caller. I have to break it down in pieces. But I do want you to know these cards are for you, too. You do know that. Did you hear the cards that I pulled?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Okay. The cards I pulled, the Archangel Michael card, I'm not going to read them. I'm just going to tell you the names of them, was keep your eyes on your targeted intention. The second card was Flower Therapy Deck, be positive. And the third card was from my soul journey, a deck, and that was be at peace and release negative energy. All cards go for you too, just like for him. Laura, the first thing I hear is it's important to work. So no matter what, I see these jobs mishmashing, and I see that you want, I know which one you want, and you are so qualified, like I told you before, for a lot of them. But don't use your energy to block any of them, even if you don't like where they are, because one step leads to the next step. So let's try the one in California. The one in California, okay. Where is it?
It would be around Glendale area.
Okay.
Burbank, Glendale.
Yeah, I feel that's far. I don't feel that that's the first job that comes to being for me. What's the second one?
The second one is in Delaware, and that's a one-year project.
Okay. Yeah, I feel if you want that one, you'll be offered it. But I feel like you want the one, and I know you do, the one that's permanent in New Jersey, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay, you have a really, really, really good opportunity there. And you have a good, when did you interview, when are you interviewing for it, or when did you interview for it?
The job, the permanent job is the one I heard about. The recruiter submitted my resume on Monday. So mm-hmm. I don't even know at this point if they're interested in bringing me in for an interview, the permanent job.
Okay, I'm going to ask my pendulum because I'm hearing yes. So let me ask my pendulum because I have so much invested in this and you've called before. I don't want to get my emotions into this. So is Laura going to be asked to interview for the permanent position in New Jersey? Okay, so what my pendulum did was it swung yes lightly and then stopped, meaning the decision hasn't been made. Okay, so that one's still up in the air. The one that's the year position, I know it's tough for you because after a year you have no position and you're in the same spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have to be looking again.
I feel that you have a good chance in getting that. Now let me ask about the California one because they're still showing me California. Why are you putting out that you don't like the area? That's what they're asking.
I guess I just don't like certain aspects of that state that I just don't feel in alignment with my values, so I don't feel comfortable moving to that state. I would like to go. There's another state that they're located in that I wouldn't mind moving to that state, but I really don't want to go to the California location. Okay. And not only that, Lonnie, but it's only a one-year project to hire, which means it's something new that they're trying, she said, that, and they're not even sure what's going to happen to the position after a year. So that's a lot for me to do.
Yeah, I don't feel that you're going to – I think that you're not going to take that position. So I don't even want to talk about that position. But what I do see you doing, I feel like a permanent position is coming. I don't see you keep doing year to year to year. That's what I don't see. So to me, if this was a permanent position in New Jersey, I feel that you have a really good opportunity to interview for that job. But why my pendulum said it is, first it started, yes, and then it stopped, meaning that there must be either they're interviewing or they're not, they haven't started interviewing yet, or they're rethinking this job. Have you talked to the recruiter?
I called her yesterday, and she said she was going to talk to them today to find out how that's all progressing. I haven't talked to her yet because I didn't want to hassle her. She said she would let me know. But then I thought if I could take the contract position, and if this opportunity comes through and I'm offered it, then I just could give notice on the contract and take the permanent job.
Well, I don't think you're going to have any. I think you're going. I don't see any blocks with the one-year job. But I feel like a permanent position is coming in. So that would mean that if you hear they're not hiring right now, but they're, they want to hire in 6 months, you can't wait 6 months. So that would be a great idea to take the year position. I don't like seeing you do that only because it doesn't look that great. But I do feel there's going to be a permanent position coming, and maybe you aren't aware of it yet. Have you tried it? And they're showing me something else, Laura. Are you trying? Do you only use one headhunter?
No, I use multiple headhunters. They contact me. They find me on the internet because I have my resume out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so a whole bunch. But recently, somebody contacted me, a professional who redoes your resume, and they do your whole profile, and they work with you to get you into a permanent position. And I was talking to her, and I said that I'm interested in looking into that. If I get this contract, then I can afford the fees for that, because I think I'm at a point now where I'm so sick and tired of not getting the permanent work that I'm looking for. I think I need a professional.
Here's what I'm feeling, Laura, around you. I know you want to stay in one area. Maybe you're going to say no, you don't, but I really believe that you have it in your aura that you'd like to stay in a certain area. And even though I know you do, here's what I'm going to tell you. Sometimes an area that if it doesn't work out, it's not supposed to. In fact, I just told the client right before you the same thing, that, you have to, even though you say you will widen your perimeters, I don't feel it's wide enough. So maybe if you got a different, because I'm seeing a different headhunter, I don't know why, but I would call this headhunter back and ask this headhunter point blank what she's doing for you. And what areas is she looking in? Because I kind of feel you really much further south. And I hate to say that, whether it's much further south in life.
Well, a friend of mine works for a company in Virginia.
Yeah.
She gave my resume to her boss. And her boss,
I would call them.
Well, yeah, and her boss distributed my resume to their recruiters. And my friend just sent me 3 jobs from the company, and I did submit my resume for these 3 different positions. So maybe it's Virginia that I'm supposed to go to.
Yeah, I'm hearing further south. And when you said that, I got a big yes. But I'm going to tell you something that you probably, again, I don't know if you'll understand, but you please follow up, because you send resumes, people send resumes, things send resumes, and it is Mercury retrograde until October 9th. So I would follow up, call, send an email to whoever you sent the resume to and say, hi, my name is so-and-so. I sent this resume and I'm really excited about these jobs. I just wonder, and you can call, because I hear call. And I feel like when you make that attempt, they'll think that, wow, she's really interested. So I would call. If you say that there's no phone number, I'm going to tell you have to look them up, because I hear call.
It's interesting that it would be Virginia, of all places, to move to. I don't know. I guess
you know
I'm going to have to do what I have to. But I had my heart set on living on the lake out here in Medford.
I know, but I feel like with you, there's something. Like I said, I would call the recruiter and see what she's doing for you. And if she says that this company is going to interview you, then, you know, because I got a yes and then a stable on it. So there is a follow-up on that one. But I'm telling you, I see you further south. I feel there's something there for you, whether it's a relationship or friends. Something is there for you. And where
How
we
can
have
a relationship come up here to me.
Why don't you talk to my daughter about that one? But here is what I'm going to tell you. You know, our soul has written a journey and a path for itself. We don't see it because the veil comes down. But when we are on our soul journey, everything is made easy, and nothing has made easy for you. So I feel they're trying to shift you onto your journey again. There's a reason you're here, and the reason you're good at what you do, and a reason you're not getting anything real quick. And that is, I think, location. I mean, I hear it so clearly. So you might get down there. There's Virginia Beach. The company might say, hey, we're thinking about doing this. Do you want to go? There's a reason that you're not being given what you need to be given up there. And there's a reason I see you being pulled south. Now, being pulled south for you could be Philadelphia. It could be, I don't feel it. It could be Delaware, I don't feel it. Could be Washington, because I stopped going down, and I feel like it's further south. So Virginia,
maybe it's Florida.
Come. So, and there's plenty of jobs here. But you know, you're being pulled south. Where south? I can't tell you. But you're not looking in the right geographical area. And I feel like you're going to get more depressed and more upset until you're going to say, okay, I give up, I'll go anywhere. And that's what they're waiting for you to do, because you're not looking in some of the other areas. North Carolina is beautiful. The guy, the last caller, wanted to go there. There's some beautiful, beautiful beaches in Virginia, in North Carolina, in South Carolina, and it might be that you get to Virginia and say, what the heck was I thinking? I love it here. I've got so many new friends, and oh my God, that my soulmate walked in. But you've got to give yourself that chance, and you're not, Laura, because you're blocking it.
Okay.
Thanks. Call. Okay, call back those people.
I will. Thank you, Bonnie. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hey, Laura, you know we love you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Don't be a stranger.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay. 831-831. Unless I picked you up. I don't remember if I did. 831, you're on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Jill.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Good. I've first time calling, but I've been listening to you. I really enjoy your show, so thank you ahead of time.
Oh, Oh, you know, that is so sweet. I do appreciate it. I love when I have new listeners and of course new callers, because that's what I'm that's why I do the show. But I love everybody. I hope I have a coffee clutch of everybody that loves listening to the show, because I certainly enjoy talking to everybody. So, Jill, where are you from?
I'm from California.
Woohoo! We love California. Where in Cal? One of the people that's on Mondays is from California. Where in California?
I'm Bay Area, and that's kind of my question right now. Is I have an opportunity to move up north and be with family, or I could be with my boyfriend who I haven't spoke to in a couple weeks, and he bought a home,
yeah.
And we were supposed to do this, but I just want to see if I need to call him, because we had an argument, and I'm kind of bullheaded, and, you know, I could really go either way, and I kind of need your help with that.
Okay, well, I'm a romance counselor, so you called the right person. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. That's my counseling part. So what I'm going to tell you is, if you have an, I don't care how bullheaded you are, if this love relationship was supposed to work, you'd be talking. I can tell you, if you say, well, that's not true because we do this all the time, I'm going to tell you it doesn't work. And I feel like, you know, I'm hearing from spirit, you don't buy houses when your relationship is not solid. So is this relationship not solid?
It's 4 years going, you know, but I got with him after my fiance passed on. So there's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of, I don't know if I can ever love again that way. I don't know if I want to.
Oh.
And to have this person who is, you know, steady and strong, like makes good money, has his own business, and, you know, bought a home. And that's what I want to know is, you know, no, it wouldn't be for love. It'd be from, like, I love him, but not, it's not the passion. It's like a heating blanket instead of like a hot tub. I don't know how to explain it.
I totally understand. First of all, I'm intuitive and I'm a psychic medium. And then third of all, I am a counselor, or however you want to work this out. First of all, it is really tough when you lose somebody. And the problem is that we write our journey coming down here. And you say, why would I write this journey? And it is to learn. It's for your soul to grow. So while you missed him on this earth plane, he is with you, because I can feel him. And when he would not want you, what you've done is you've taken the love that you've had for him and you're turning it, oh, he's so here. You're taking this love that you felt for him, and what you're doing is you're making it a shrine of hate, and not of him, but of yourself. So what you're saying to him in spirit is, it's okay, I loved you and you were wonderful, and now I'm going to die while I'm on this earth plane, because I don't have you, and I'm not going to have you, and I'm not going to love anybody like you, because I don't want your legacy to fall away. And if I love somebody like I loved you, then I wouldn't be true to you. And I can feel it, because I can hear him telling me all this. And that's not why he was here to begin with. He was here to show you true love and what you could have on this earth plane. And when he left, it was a matter of, your soul is here to learn that the love that you have is not based on one person. It's based on yourself. It's based on the love of life, joy, and yourself. And when you give your love to somebody like you gave your fiance, if you live even 1 minute in ecstasy, that's more than some people live and I have him. And that's what he's showing me, that he lived in ecstasy, which means that you are very happy. And what he is saying is, don't take that legacy and turn it sour. So you're never going to find him. This was not a relationship you can replace, but you shouldn't replace any relationship. You should look to have a new one. Don't compare him to anybody. Don't compare how you felt about him to anybody. And don't say, I can't feel for somebody like I felt for him, because no, you can't. But you can feel love. You're not here to take that legacy of him and turn it sour, is what he's saying. And that's what he doesn't want you to do. He wants you to understand that the love you had for him is so beautiful. And now he's playing songbirds in my ear. And I don't know why, but I see songbirds. So what he's saying is, if you really love him, keep his love alive in your heart by opening yourself up and saying, no, you are my soulmate. You are my twin flame, if you believe in that. And I can't love like that, but I can love. And I will learn the lessons that I came down here for. And he's all over me with this one. So I know. I mean, if I could tell you how I feel, he's on top of me. And I don't mean in a sexual way. But he is so here. And he wants you to know he's but a breath away for you. But not to turn another guy into him. Or another guy away, because it isn't him. That wasn't your purpose here or his purpose here. So I know that you didn't want to hear, like, I'm bringing through spirit versus giving you an answer. But what he's saying is this. If you love somebody, he gives you permission, okay, which you shouldn't need. But he is not going to, away, first of all. He is here. He's going to kind of be one of your spirit guides at this point. But don't turn him in to a shrine and shrivel up. He wants you to take the love that you had for him and expand it, if that makes sense, because that's what he's saying. So I can't, and then he's showing me wings. So I don't know if you like angels or there's wings. Maybe do you like he's showing me these wings and they're just like, they're not attached to anything. So do you have anything with wings on them?
I mean, I'm looking at an angel right now. I have lots of angels in my room, yeah.
Okay. Well, he's showing me these wings. And he's saying, use the wings to soar and fly, and don't use them to be hurt. Because that's not what he was here for in your life.
I know.
So if I'm going to ask him to step away, because he's on top of me here, I'm going to ask him to step away, which he isn't doing very fast. What's his favorite? I'm getting colors. And this is really weird because guys usually like blue, but I'm seeing the color yellow. Why am I seeing the color yellow?
I don't know. That's funny.
That's really crazy. I'm seeing a square piece of yellow. So I don't
know. Well,
that's
funny that my angels are kind of framed in like a square, obviously a square, but it's like a gold yellow frame. That's weird. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, because he's showing me a square of yellow. It's really weird.
That's where the wings are.
Yeah. So he wants you to know he's there. And he's clapping. I don't know why he's clapping, but okay, you can clap. He's clapping. He had pretty hands. Did he have pretty hands?
I thought so.
Yeah,
he always
worked
on cars. So yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of has long fingers. Kind of long. They're like instead of short, stubby hands, he's kind of have long fingers.
Yeah, he. I thought he had, you know, for being a rat boy. You know, I mean, like a guy who was always greasy. He definitely had nice hands.
Yeah, he has very nice hands, and he's clapping, and he's saying, "Please, please, live your life in love and not in sorrow." He won't be able to come to you or take it. So what I'm going to tell you is, if you like this guy and he's not floating your boat, don't look that nobody's going to float your boat, because this guy might be the right one for you and you're pushing him away. So you have to make that decision. I have 60 seconds and I hate to stop you, and because I'm a counselor, but I love being able to contact spirit for you, but I'm hearing that you need to, I don't know what that means, but you need to soften up.
I need what? I need to open
you
up?
You need to, yeah, soften up. You're a little too hard. Yeah, and that means that you have hard ideas about what you want, what you want, and what you do, and who does this, and you did it for protection for your soul and your heart. That's not the way you're supposed to live, and that's not what you're going to have. If you do, you'll get bitter, you'll be embittered, and you won't find anybody, and you'll be sad, your relationships will stop, because you have to come to grips with what happened. You have to come to grips that this is not a replaceable love, but it's a love that you need to just hold dear, and you need to be able to love again, but not, doesn't have to be the same kind of love, because that's never going to happen. But it has to be a love and contentment that you understand that's why we're here. Because that's part of your journey.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Please call me back, Jill. I appreciate
you
calling and thank you. Good luck.
Thank you, Bonnie. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone. We are off the air, and I am so happy you all stayed with me. I have a great weekend, and I will be back on Tuesday with William Stillman. He's a medium, an unbelievably connected medium. You don't talk, he finds. He's written many books, and I can't wait to bring them to you. So Tuesday at 1, I will see you then. Unless they come and I get back on the internet early, and then I'm going to put my own show up. So have a great weekend. Love and light to all of you, and blessings. Bye.